KBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress barreling toward another deadline at the end of this month to extend government funding. The House today passing a stopgap measure. It still needs to be passed by the Senate.
The GOP plan extends government funding through November 21st, and it includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials. But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump, in a social media post, says he had a, quote, very productive phone call with China's President Xi today. No details released, though, about the tentative TikTok deal to keep the Chinese-owned company running in the U.S. Both leaders expected to meet next month at the APEC summit. Stocks this hour are trading up. This is ABC News.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Sunnyview Expo Center hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event Thursday. It saw more than 252,000 pounds of rice packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is we are better together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, I don't know, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a 3-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Stuart Waddles. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Civic Media's own Terry Barr joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. My op-ed yesterday at HartmanReport.com was titled Silencing the Press, Targeting the People, the Pyramid of Authoritarian Violence. And it's a point that I've made before on this program that when societies devolve into civil war, when they essentially fall apart, it goes in three stages. The first stage is they go after the politicians. They rig the system so that the authoritarian party ends up being the only party in power. You see assassins, lone wolf assassins, going after, you know, killing politicians. We're seeing that now writ large. And the second stage is where they go after the pundits. They go after the media. They go after the commentators. And the assassination of Charlie Kirk falls into that category. So this is... And that's why, you know, I get it that the right wing is blowing Charlie Kirk's death out of proportion, or at least, you know, trying to turn him into a horse vessel, trying to make him into a martyr and all this sort of thing. And I get it. For many people, he actually is a martyr. I mean, he's widely admired on the right. A lot of young people, particularly young men, are very fond of him and or were. Still are, I suppose. He lives on in YouTube and whatnot. But the assassination of the pundit class is what comes second. And then finally, at the end, you get, you know, people going after each other. And to an extent, that's now happening as well, although not with guns, but with unemployment. You know, you've got the vice president coming out here saying, if you see somebody, you know, saying something bad about Charlie Kirk or something that offends you, or I forget the phrase he used, but words to that effect, then contact their employer, dox them, out them, you know, just, he didn't use the word dox, but you get the point. And these are very, very bad signs for a democracy. And indications, in my opinion, that, you know, we're in one of those moments. We saw this once before in America in the 1850s when Thomas Sumner was caned, you know, on the floor of the United States Senate by Preston Brooks, Congressman Preston Brooks, for opposing slavery, nearly beaten to death. And that was like, it kind of kicked off the violence that led to the Civil War. And this was, of course, when the South had ceased to be a democracy. The South had become an autocracy. It had become a neo-fascist, this pre-fascist. The word wasn't around back then, but the idea certainly was. Dictatorship. And, you know, all the dissenting voices, the newspaper publishers had been hanged or run out of town, and, you know, on it went, right? And then they tried to end the democracy in the North. They tried to end the democracy for the rest of America. So I just want to emphasize this. I think we're at this very, very dangerous moment. Meanwhile, McCarthyism is back. In 1954, Joe McCarthy, you know, waved his famous
I have here 200 names of communists in the State Department. There were no names on the list. It was a piece of paper. But here we are. Only now the names are professors who are on Charlie Kirk's list, or Campus Watched, which was launched in 2000 to identify unpatriotic professors, or the Discover the Networks in 2004, mapping out leftist influence, or the Canary Mission in 2014, naming and shaming Palestinian activists. Here we are again. This is like a reinvention of the McCarthy era. And I think this should give us all considerable pause. Finally, the Department of Defense, this is wild, is talking about recruiting a recruitment campaign for the military, specifically for people who are supporters of Charlie Kirk. According to NBC News, quote, the idea would be to frame the recruiting campaign as a national call to service, the official said. Possible slogans the Pentagon leaders have discussed include, Charlie has awakened a generation of warriors, according to officials. That's pretty incredible. You know, I made this comparison to Horst Wessel. I told you the story about my friend Gottfried Mueller, who was initiated into the Nazis by Adolf Hitler by touching the banner that had Horst Wessel's blood on it, as all the officers in the German military were required to do when they pledged allegiance to Hitler. They had turned Horst Wessel into this basically recruiting tool. And you had the Horst Wessel song, you know, and all this other stuff, which is now outlawed in Germany. And it sure looks to me like we're in a history repeats itself moment. And it's a very, very dangerous one. So what's on your mind? Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I agree with you 100%. You got me a little bit sad. So the warmonger president who believes he can just have boats off the coast of Venezuela insinuated by our U.S. military with innocent people on board. But
they just did a third one. That might have been just fishermen.
Yeah, I think it might be the fourth. The first boat showed 12 people with white waterproof jackets and hoods. Now, that to me looks like a recreational boat ride, because I was just at Niagara Falls, and the tour boats, the people on the U.S. side are wearing blue. Just looks exactly like that jacket.
Well, it might have been a whale-watching group. Who knows?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the other, and the Canadian side, they wear their red ponchos. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what it was. And since the U.S., when did they get so chicken that they wouldn't even seize the boat and board them and take the drug evidence with them? Right. It's because it doesn't exist. And Trump, we know he loves arresting people, and I know it was at least three boats, but they just incinerate the boats totally, and then there's no drug evidence. And right. Trump was claiming, the clown was saying he could see the cocaine and the fentanyl. Now, that boat looks like an AI photograph, because who has packages just like that? And they would blow off the boat. Everybody knows that. And they would have had a tarp over them to protect them. That is insane. And so our U.S. military, who used to seize boats and confiscate evidence in the past, they're now little chicken butts. And it makes no sense. But one thing about the Department of War secretary, Hegseth has 500 security guards protecting him, and he's got security for his ex-wife. And this was before the Charlie Kirk murder. Hmm. So,
well, yeah. It's not unusual for a defense secretary to have security, Jessica. That's not unreasonable.
That money? Well, maybe. One last thing. RFK, should we call him the Secretary of Death? Because
The Secretary of what? I missed your word.
The Secretary of Death instead of Health.
Of X?
Secretary of Death.
Oh, of Death. RFK. I'm sorry. Yes, Death.
RFK, Secretary of Death. Secretary of War.
Yeah.
Warmonger.
MATA. Make America Dead Again.
Yeah.
I get it. Jessica, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
These are very troubling times. This is such a pregnant moment. Stick around. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Thrasher Opera House invites you to Green Lake's Golden Days Harvest Fest, September 27th and 28th. Stop by Saturday for a free tour of their historic venue at 10:30 a.m. That afternoon from 1 to 3, enjoy a free show by the Rose Canyon Band, playing your country rock favorites. Thrasher's Bar, Art Gallery, and Artisan Store will be open for you to enjoy as well. Stop by their little Harvest Fest Oasis Saturday, September 27th at Thrasher Opera House, 506 Mill Street, Green Lake. For more details, visit thrasheropperahouse.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most of us are 10 years older on the inside than our actual age. Ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been using Field of Greens for a while. I feel much better. I have more energy. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Then they reach for the ones who explain every echo of truth grows uncertain, every silence a mark of the strain.
When silence becomes law,
the guns replace the word.
When silence becomes law,
the people go unheard.
The pyramid is shaking. Each level pulls us down.
7 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Let's pick up some calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Brian in Baltimore. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to be back. Just to head it off, political violence is bad, period.
Yeah.
Always.
I think there's an absolute consensus about that.
And it's sad that we have to start off every conversation with that now, but it has become a thing that I'm doing because I'm a professional and I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that out front. My main point is selective empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to touch base on it before, but I cursed and you had to cut me off and I apologize.
Okay.
But I think it's happening on both sides, the selective empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more dangerous right now on the right, far more dangerous. And I think it's the source of everything that is corrupting America. I think, you know, the death was bad, right? But selective empathy is also a bad thing. If you decide you're going to care more about someone as opposed to someone else, then you are immediately dividing an essential core of American value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I begin to see some real trouble. There was a black man hung in Mississippi recently.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the local police are claiming that it was a suicide, although the family is now asked, apparently is asking for a separate autopsy. We're following that story. I'm waiting to see something a little more definitive before I go off on it.
I am too. I am too. I am too. And I hope it's not racist.
There was a white man who also hung himself, and we don't know if that was a suicide. It appears it probably was. But anyway, back to you, Brian.
But I feel like we're moving into a very, you've said it multiple times, a dangerous territory. And I think the critical part now is for us to try to come back together. And I hate to get emotional about it, but I really fear because I have three children growing up in this country. And I see a division. One of my sons has actually kind of fallen to the side of the right. He's Christian driven, which I appreciate. I love that. I think it's a great moral compass. But he's also got some bad extreme Christian influence in that arena, right?
Yeah.
Because I was raised Christian. I think there's some great morals there. I think the problem is it's been so perverted over time and separated out, that it's become, you know, an ideology as opposed to a religion. Like, I feel like that Charlie Kirk, his organization is more of a religious organization than a political organization.
And I think it's a political organization that's exploiting religion, but, you know, we may
right.
be
but that,
just,
but that's
you know,
the, that's
splitting
the issue,
hairs here.
Is they are using religion to exploit politics.
Yeah.
And that is never the intention of the country we live in at this point.
Yeah.
But one of the things I wanted to get to was this whole collective empathy is it's a base function of narcissism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and narcissists use empathy to manipulate people. And I think we're all becoming more narcissistic as we have our phones that create a centralized source of making us feel more central to the universe.
Yeah.
That increases our narcissistic tendencies.
I used to work in the advertising industry. I owned two ad agencies. I used to teach advertising and marketing all around the country. And the central message of most advertising is very simple. It's one sentence. You are the most important person in the world, and this product will make you feel more like that. It will make you feel better. And that, you know, it's an appeal, like you said, it's an appeal to narcissism. And I agree with you. I think, you know, social media, you know, turns everybody into a star kind of thing. Pardon
my interruption. But I think that understanding narcissism is how we have to start to understand how to communicate with each other, because narcissism is becoming the level of communication necessary to reach people.
Yeah, it's becoming kind of the baseline. It's the new baseline.
And it's sad. I mean, that's a sad state of America and of just, I think, the global public. But we're all becoming very narcissistic. And I think also, I just want to touch one other subject, if I have a minute, is Trump is removing satire and experts so that all we have left is violence.
Well, yeah, I get it. I hope it's not how it plays out, but I get it. Brian, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here. It's Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for those of us who still believe in democracy. Stick around.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
About 40 years ago, Joe and Marcy McShaw started Honeymoon Acres in New Holstein with just $5 and a single 1,000-square-foot homemade greenhouse. Now, their agricultural tourism destination is known as Plant Heaven and is one of the largest greenhouses in the state. This time of year, they've got 37,000 chrysanthemums on display. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about how to keep your mums looking nice all season right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with a red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Joe and Marcy McShaw from Honeymoon Acres tell us how to keep our fall chrysanthemums looking vibrant all season long.
Well, they love, love, love sun. Some people, they put them on the porch and they wonder why they never bloom. And I always tell them to move them out in the sun until they're blooming and then move them in on your porch. Most of the time when it's this kind of 80 degree temperatures, you need to check them every day for water.
It's roughly between a half and a gallon of water every day have to go on them. That's, you know, when we have our mums set up where we're growing them, it's about a gallon of water goes on each one every day.
Honeymoon Acres in New Holstein is just one example of the agricultural tourism destinations across the state. The governor declared September 11th through November 2nd as Wisconsin's agricultural tourism season. I've got commodity markets after this. Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are mixed midday on a Friday. From Chicago, December corn is up a penny and a half at 425 and a quarter. November soybeans down 2 1/4 cents at 1035 and a quarter. Cash wheat is trading a half a cent lower at 523 and three quarters. 2026 new crop wheat is down a penny and a quarter at 562 and a half. Currently, Class 3 milk contracts are seeing a lift, with the October contract up 18 cents at 1763 a hundredweight, the November contract up 26 cents at 1725. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. If you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring, some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. And from now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com, Zepa.com, and use the code PINK, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Zepa.com. Use the code PINK. Now they hide, too scared to take the other side. They cut your wages, steal your rights, but won't debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls here. Alan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear from you. Hey, a couple things. First, Project 25, where are we on that playbook? And have they had to deviate much from that? And what's the next big thing that we can expect out of that?
Yeah.
And my second part of my question is, you know, I, in light of what's going on with Jimmy Kimmel and other talk shows, I'm here for you guys on the Progressive Station. What are your thoughts on that? Or what are you doing to protect yourself?
Well, we're doing the best we can, Alan. With regard to Project 2025, my understanding is that they're about a third or between a third and a halfway through the book, basically. Brendan Carr actually wrote the section on what the FCC should be doing and on what the policy around the media should be. So, you know, yeah, it's a blueprint to turn America from what we historically thought of as a liberal democracy, using liberal in the broadest sense of the word, not the political sense of the word, and into a theocratic conservative oligarchy. And, you know, frankly, we're more than halfway there. Alan, thanks for the call. Raymond in Junction City. What state are you in, Raymond?
I'm in California, but I'm actually in Blue Lake, California, not Junction City. I moved.
Oh, okay. I'll fix that. So what's up?
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on what an earlier caller said. A woman who spoke about the responsibilities of people in elected positions, like our representatives, that they should be out there more because they can't be fired. They have a level of protection that we do not have.
Correct.
As, you know, individual citizens. And I thought that was right on point. That was awesome. Because
the one thing they don't have protection for is being voted out of office or being primaried because they pissed off some billionaire who, you know, or AIPAC or something that comes in and just wipes them out. And sadly, yeah, that's the thing that they're all thinking of. Or many of them, yeah. I think, you know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I thought that what she said, that was right on point.
Yeah.
Secondly, I called, the main reason why I called is because in California, on September 13th, the State Assembly and the State Senate passed AB 715, which is a censorship law in education in California. It pretty much goes along the lines of the International Holocaust and Remembrance Alliance. They use their definition of anti-Semitism to censor what's going on in California classrooms. And this passed in the middle of the night on September 13th. Excuse me. And it's going to the governor. So I'm calling because I want to reach as many people as possible in California to please call the governor and demand that he vetoes AB 715.
Is this a law that is under the guise of anti-Semitism being used to censor criticism of Netanyahu's policies? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And this is in schools. This
yeah.
is in schools, K-12. And I'm sure they want to use it for higher education also.
Yeah.
There's a great article about it on counterpunch.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Called California Lawmakers Back Censorship Disguised as Anti-Semitism Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good article about it. And then there's another article on truthout.org which is related to AB, you know, the subject of AB 715. But it's all about how history and how education in our country is just being totally, you know, gutted and changed into right-wing indoctrination, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the name of the article on Truthout is called We Can't Let White Nationalism Dictate What Is Taught and Learned in Classrooms. And so it's related to the subject of AB 715 because they're both about censorship.
I get it.
You know, and lying to children.
I get it. Raymond, I'll check it out. Thank you for the heads up on that. Appreciate it. Jim in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mr. Armin, thank you for taking my call. I just want to go back a little bit, say around 2014, President Trump was running against Secretary Clinton, and in all his rallies throughout the South, Birmingham, Alabama, Dothan, Georgia, Dothan, Alabama, Dyersburg, Tennessee, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, all through that, night after night, day after day, weekend after weekend, he'd talk about the Biden crime family. He would talk about tens and millions of people being let out of prisons with the rapists, the gangsters, the murderers, and all that, being left in this company, coming across our borders. You know, and President Trump had huge rallies, Mr. Hartman, 30, 35, 40,000 people at these rallies back then. But when he talked about bringing jobs back in this country, manufacturing companies, and the products going to be said, made in the USA, that crowd went wild.
Right. And you know, we've lost 70, we've lost over 70,000 manufacturing jobs since he became president, largely as a result of the tariffs.
You know, and I go back, I think we lost over since I, about 2 million jobs have left the United States. Now, he said he's going to bring them back. He had 4 years to do it, okay? Now, let's go 4 years later, he became president. President Biden was in there. President Biden's big thing with the help with the Republicans, bipartisan vote, we got a $14 trillion, I think, infrastructure bill passed.
It was $4 trillion. No, it was less than that. But, yeah, it was a lot of money. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a lot of money. That everything in that infrastructure bill, the steel, the screws, the bolts, the clothes that people wear to go on that, everything should be, say, made in the USA.
And a lot of it is. And by the way, have you noticed that Donald Trump, there's, you know, all these construction signs all over America where they're building roads and bridges and things as a result of that legislation that Biden passed that the majority of Republicans in the House and Senate voted against and now, and Trump lobbied against. And now Trump is putting up signs that say President Donald Trump is building this bridge.
Well, you know, that was a bipartisan on both sides.
Yeah. It was. They called it bipartisan bill,
but it just had
a handful of Republicans who voted for it. Most Republicans voted against it. But yeah, I get your point. I get your point, Jim. Thanks for the call, Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Two things. First of all, you had an earlier call, I think it was Perry, who was talking about perhaps some lawsuits that Jimmy Kimmel may have against Brendan Carr or against Disney. We do know it's been reported that Jimmy Kimmel has filed suit for $1 billion for wrongful termination against, I think it's Disney, it might be ABC.
Mm-hmm.
But in
really,
terms
I hadn't
of Brendan
read that.
Carr,
interesting.
Yeah, I just saw it on Blue Sky.
I saw it this morning also that he said that he's being followed around Los Angeles. He's quite worried about this.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me. The other thing, though, is in terms of Brendan Carr, I think that if he has acted outside of his scope of authority as the chair of the FCC, he's not protected from that. So if he was enforcing some standard that does not exist,
mm-hmm.
some standard that is not a regulation that's stated under the regulations of the FCC, he may have been acting outside of his scope of authority.
Right.
In which case, Jimmy Kimmel might have an action for wrongful interference with a contract.
Isn't there a problem with sovereign immunity there, Marie? I mean, you're the attorney, not me.
Well, I mean, the question of whether or not he's got sovereign immunity goes back to whether or not he was acting within the scope of his authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm saying I'm not so sure that he was. So, you know, again, I'm, you notice I've said he may have, you know, Kimmel may have an action for interference with a contract. He may also have a claim for interference with a contract with Nexstar.
Right. No, I get that. But the argument that Brendan Carr is making is not, I have decided that there is now an FCC rule that you may not criticize the president. The argument that he's making, mm-hmm. which, frankly, I thought went back to the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine said you must program in the public interest. And although I'm guessing that that appears in other places in the code that created the FCC. But that's what he says. He says that, you know, he's merely enforcing the rule that says that you must program in the public interest. And therefore, by implication, criticizing the president is not in the public interest. And that's something that I would bet you anything, Marie, that at the very least, Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas will agree with him on.
Well, Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas will agree with any Republican on anything that supports Trump or goes against the Democrats. So no offense, that's not a big stretch.
Yeah, but aren't you concerned that if this thing gets to the Supreme Court, they may ratify just this radical form of censorship that he appears to be participating in?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, it's possible. Yeah. I think if we're trying to think creatively about how we can, you know, throw sand in the gears, you know, I don't think in terms of a First Amendment challenge. I am worried about the Supreme Court and a First Amendment challenge. Yeah. I am less worried about a contract challenge, because just as Trump is not immune from any contractual litigation, he is immune from criminal litigation, essentially, for criminal prosecution.
Well, their contract probably doesn't bind them to putting him on the air. It just binds them to employing him for a certain period of time and paying him a certain amount of money, and then demands that he will have to do. I have signed a bunch of contracts over the years. I've got contracts with a couple of my radio stations. I had one with a TV station once, or TV network once, and I have one with a TV network now. None of them say that they have to allow me to be on the air. All of them basically give the power to take me off the air there. They just, you know, occasionally will say that I have to be paid a certain amount, although most of them are actually barter deals, you know, where they can sell advertising, sure. I can sell advertising. But the point is that I'm not sure that he would have that as a basis for a lawsuit because of that, because of the entertainment contracts that, at least that I've seen, that I've signed.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying to you is, if he was actually terminated, that's a different story.
Oh, he hasn't been so far.
My understanding is he's suing for wrongful termination.
Right, but he hasn't been terminated.
And there is such a,
he's simply been suspended.
There is such a thing as constructive termination.
Okay.
There is such a thing in the law as constructive termination. Now, I'm a labor and employment lawyer, but, you know, trying to think creatively as far as how Jimmy Kimmel can, you know, kind of keep this from being the final word, him being removed from the air.
Right.
Yeah, trying to do that. So
that's interesting. That's interesting. Marie, thank you. I always learn something when you call. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. It's 47 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WISS, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Tiffany's Gardens and Glass at the Oshkosh Public Museum explores Louis C. Tiffany's interest in the natural world and illuminates his studio's path from inspiration to expression, featuring 10 of Tiffany Studio's botanical lamps and windows. The Oshkosh Gallery Walk, presented by Art Space Collective, steps off on the first Saturday of every month. Downtown Oshkosh comes alive at 6 p.m. as galleries and businesses open their doors to feature artwork of all varieties and genres. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Oshkosh area, it's on WISS.
Tired of real estate agents who inflate prices? Looking for someone who truly understands the market and works for you? I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, and I prioritize honesty and fair pricing, and I know this market inside and out. I'm dedicated to the success of your housing goals, and I'm there with you every step of the way. Call me at 920-410-0296. And remember, I'm your go-to gal.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'll start out by saying everybody ought to listen to Pink Floyd's Money. And politics, well, I need say no more. Politics, if the money emboldens Republicans. The money vanillaizes a lot of Democrats. They don't really want to point out truth to power. And now religion, they've been commerced by money, too. I mean, oh, yeah, they're real good on the Ten Commandments, but, hey, people commit the Ten Commandments because of the deadly sins, and they don't want to point out the greed, the power, and everything that's happening to our country because of the politics, because they got their hand out, and I, quite frankly, I think the Republicans want to do like one of them presidents in the early days wanted to do, is let the churches take care of the poor people, get rid of welfare, get rid of social programs, and throw it all in the church, and I think the church is open arms to it because of their greed.
Oh, they're explicit about that. Republicans have been saying this since the Reagan administration. This should be, you know, private charity, that welfare programs. No, I get it. Rick, well said. Thank you. Kino in Lakeland. Hey, Kino, happy Freer's Day. What's up?
Yes, happy Freer's Day. Real quick, Tom, with all this clampdown on the media, I'm hearing these rumors that Free Speech TV and MSNBC are the two channels that I depend on to get a liberal viewpoint, and there's this talk about splitting MSNBC off from the MSNBC and calling the MS Now or something.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Do you know anything? Will they be silenced? Will they be cut back?
I would bet $50 that they will be. The plan right now apparently is for NBC or NBC Universal or whoever owns NBC to split off MSNBC, and that somebody then will come along and buy it. And my guess is that it might be the Ellison family, you know, who now owns ABC. I incorrectly said CBS this morning, and said that in my newsletter. But,
Tom,
you know, it concerns me.
Democrats, liberals have got to start talking about groupthink is creeping into our society. If opposition voices and counterpoints are silenced, groupthink, that's got to be talked about, I do believe. And so is there anything citizens can do to stop MSNBC from being killed off?
Well, select Democrats. I mean, you know, sadly, and it may be too late for that. We'll see. They're trying to rig the next election right in front of us. But that's going to have to be it. I mean, what you're talking about, Kino, is the need to enforce the antitrust laws, you know, the anti-monopoly laws. And the Trump administration is committed to largely ignoring the anti-monopoly laws as long as the monopolies are friendly to Donald Trump, as long as particularly if they're media monopolies, as long as they're supportive of Donald Trump. And this is how it works in Russia. This is how it works in Hungary. You know, when Putin took over, he used libel lawsuits to shut down the small, outlets, and he used wealthy oligarchs to buy up the big outlets. And now all the media in Russia is controlled by right-wingers. And the same thing in Hungary, the same thing in Turkey, same thing in Egypt, the same thing in Thailand. I mean, you know, this is happening all over the world.
Free speech is going to become more important.
Yeah, I think Free Speech TV is one of the last bastions because they're not for sale. They're not going anywhere.
Right. So if these other channels get cut off and emasculated, it's going to come down to groupthink gradually taking over the whole society.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous moment in the history of America right now, and I can't tell you how concerned I am about this. Kino, thank you very much for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. Happy Freer's Day. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the news of the day. Trump violating his own executive order. Cities are pushing back against ICE. It's happening here in Portland. I'll tell you about that. And a quick geeky science. Do fatty foods screw up your brain? Really? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on...
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal judge tossed out the case on Friday in a blistering ruling that called the lawsuit, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. Judge Stephen Merriday said Trump's lawsuit spent too much time praising the president and not enough time justifying why Trump believes he was defamed by the New York Times and Penguin Random House. The judge gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile the lawsuit in, quote, a professional and dignified manner. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting for a second day on vaccine schedules for children. The panel expected to take a vote later today on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine. President Trump held a call with China's leader today, calling it productive. It included progression on the TikTok deal he says to keep the app running in the U.S. This is ABC News.
You're listening